Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Mr. Richard Pennyman, ladies and gentlemen, bringing us back. That's Little Richard. Thank you for being part of my day. 23 after, I'm Jim Blasingame. And please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you. Whatever you got going on, wherever you are in the time continuum of small business ownership, and whether you got a challenge or an opportunity in front of you, whether you're frightened or excited, we got something you can read or listen to or ask questions or watch. We got a pretty good video library there, too, and everything's just about 3 minutes long or shorter. So check all that out at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Having a great visit with our good friend Kathy Perry, social media strategist extraordinaire, the co-author of Stepping Stones to Success, KathyPerry.com. Right, Kathy?
Yes, it is.
And that's Kathy with a K. I'm Jim with a J. And we're talking about Pinterest with a P, right, Kathy?
Yes, sure, on Pinterest.
Yeah, Pinterest. Now, the first time I went to Pinterest, some of my folks here in the office wanted me to go there. And I went there, and I looked, I scrolled down on that long scrolling page, and I said, no guy is ever going to go to this website. Because, Kathy, every third photo, and it's all photos, folks, every third photo was of some woman's fingernails painted. Well, am I right? Am I right?
It was.
I haven't been there in a year at least. But I thought, no guy's going to hang out here. There are no box scores. You know.
If you typed in a search in Pinterest for hunting, you'd be surprised.
No, I understand.
Come up all about hunting.
But my original appraisal of Pinterest a year or more ago has been verified by recent research showing that 90% of Pinterest users are women.
That is true. They have a very heavy female population, but also women buy a lot of stuff.
Oh, no. That's right.
For men. So if a business, a small business, targets women, it's a very
If you're the most macho guy in the world and you sell things to women, you're going to want to hang out there.
That's right. Well, and here's the thing. And Pinterest has made some changes just recently to focus on businesses because so many people were trying to use it for business purposes anyway. So now they've created business boards. You know, it's not just about, you know, somebody showing what they like in a
right.
casual setting. Now you can actually create a business board. And then they also
So would that be a good place for us to post my videos?
Yes,
would that be something to do?
Yes, and tips. Tips are big. Quotes, infographics.
So this is just driving our lack of attention in America, right? This is supporting our teeny tiny attention span in America, isn't it?
Absolutely, absolutely. This is
Twitter
things.
On steroids, isn't it?
It is. Well, here's the difference, and this social platform versus some of the others where a small business can maybe adapt better is it doesn't require a lot of engagement of comments, which is good because over on Facebook, it's all about engagement.
Right.
And even on Twitter.
It's like homework sometimes over on Facebook.
Yeah. But on Pinterest, you can repin something, you can post your own pins and things. And
so it's like playing darts almost, isn't it?
Yes. But what they did do is they also added some secret boards, three secret boards, which will help you build your board up before you make it public. A lot of people, you know, you get a little nervous. You're going, I don't know what to put up there.
I've never experienced Pinterest pressure before, Kathy.
So throw the secret words out that. And
so
then
I can,
once
I can, that, that'll help me avoid the pressure. I can just keep it secret till I'm ready
so,
to release it.
For example, small business, they could go ahead and put up some products. They could create a board, send content.
Like a
and
demo
then once
kind of
it's
thing.
Set,
yeah.
Yeah, once it's set, then they make it public. And that way.
Now that makes a lot of sense.
You know, yeah. Then it. Is much more successful for them off the bat rather
like
than
what do we call it when you build a website what's the term that the webmasters use a dev site development you have a development page
it's the same thing it's a development site for them but here's the thing is they're getting high search engine rankings for Pinterest so for companies that have you know products that are very graphically oriented, you know, lots of pictures. You know,
so,
you can
they have those on they have that on Pinterest? I didn't know that.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
If you have, yeah, you can use, you can actually even put up a specials board with, you know, your featured product specials.
Victoria's Secret on Pinterest? Are they on there? Are they up there? I haven't checked that.
I wouldn't doubt it.
I haven't checked that out yet. So you were telling me something about European men are different from American men with Pinterest.
Yes, actually, we have a higher male population on Pinterest outside of the U.S.
Now so. I'm not sure what that says, folks. There's some kind of a message there. I don't know what that for sure, but hey, Kathy, it sounds like small business owners need to pay more attention to Pinterest, don't they?
I think so. It's going to have a lot of SEO value, especially with these changes.
KathyPerry.com, folks. Check it out. Thanks, Kathy. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.